Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Woo.
Oh, mate.
Just keeps getting better.
Just keeps getting better. And welcome back to MAP, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, music, comic books, anything to do with pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. One of the fastest and loosest podcasts out there in the universe. I'm your host, Sega. Joining me today is Squishy Joshy, aka Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
And Ran, sadly, not rounding off the triangle. Lawrence isn't here. He's not joining us for this episode, but never fear, the two of us are here to hold down the ship.
So
just want to go, just starting off, the topics that we're, the things that we're going to talk about, a couple of news items, and then head on to our main topic. So the news items that we're going to cover are a bit of the Oscars winners and losers, same with the Grammys winners and losers. Ezra Miller, the Ezra Miller arrest, and Bruce Willis. And so basically that's a few news that we were going to cover, and then go on to our main topic, which is Phase 4 Marvel theories that me and Josh have come up with. So Josh, man, obviously it's been around the news everywhere. I think everyone's seen it, the Oscars, it's been everywhere and stuff, you know, there was a few winners and a few losers.
Saw
losers, one loser in particular, just, you know, couldn't handle it and just called it.
Couldn't handle it?
That's slapstick comedy.
Did it again.
Stop me. Someone stop me. Someone stop me. So I don't know if you heard the news, but Will Smith has officially resigned from the Academy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that. Yeah, so basically he's come out and said that he's no longer going to take part in the Academy, so he'll no longer be nominated for any categories. However, the movies that he does will still be able to be nominated. But however, he's... obviously pulled out of that, so he, no matter what happens, he will never win another Oscar ever again. He's got his one.
He's happy now.
He's finally happy. But well, there had to be repercussions of what he did. You know what I mean? Like, there was talks about him, like, you know, they asked him to leave and stuff, and then he refused to leave. I mean, like they, you know, you could have done other things and stuff, like, and then now they were saying, oh, the rumors were coming out that his Oscar was going to get taken off him for that incident and all that stuff. But you know what? At the end of the day, what he did wasn't right, and it doesn't give him the right to do that. That is public assault. That is assault, basically.
Assault in front of millions on live television.
Yeah, and it, you know, people look up to him and view him as an inspirational model.
Yeah, now he's just a role model and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, like, set an example, you know, for others, you know, because if you get up there and slap someone just for, you know.
Yeah, what's stopping, like, the next person from doing that?
Exactly. But then also in saying that, apparently Chris Rock had no idea that that Jada had alopecia. So, which is, you know, because you could hear it in his thing. You could see it in his face and you can hear it. He's so confused and everything.
Yeah. And what's this?
Yeah, he's so confused and he's like, it was just a G.I. Jane joke. Like, he wasn't. And then, man, I got to give credit to Chris Rock for holding back, because that guy would have destroyed the Smith family in 0.2 seconds, I reckon.
Like, literally, like, they could have just gone into an all-out brawl.
Oh.
But the way he just handled that, so good.
Man, that's classy. There's a lot of people split opinions on one or the other. Like, you know, man, that's...
Yeah, like, fair enough. Like, yeah. You know, like show your support for, like, your significant other or whatever. But, like, literally getting up there and just committing, like, an act of violence is just not on. You could have gone backstage with him later and be like, hey, dude, why did you say that? Like, you know, it didn't have to be, like, in front of everyone, smacking the guy right in the face.
Yeah. I mean, you know what would have been more powerful?
Mm.
If he got up when he accepted his Oscar and then said something, that would have been more powerful. Because then he would have been like, when he got up, received his Oscar, he would have been like, you know, it's all fun and games, but it's never fun and games when it comes to my family. So out of all respect, please do not disrespect me or my family, you know, like he could have made a very good statement differently.
Differently, exactly.
Yeah, like you hear things like he tries to put on that fake nice guy persona. Yeah. But deep down, the guy's broken. Like, he's
and it's funny, broken. Right, as well. Like, despite all of that, the next day he basically went onto TikTok to make a little skit. As if nothing happened, right?
Yeah, yeah. No. As soon as that happened, you should have seen him at his after party, apparently, like, as if nothing's happened.
Yeah.
As if he didn't do anything.
Yeah, and that's understandable then when people think that it's just a setup.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I legit thought it was a setup. I thought it was like, yeah, it's got to be set up. It's like, man, it's more fake than the moon landing these days. But like,
but boy, did the memes come out.
The memes are, oh my God. Bro, Will Smith should just you know, disappear, because he's it's gone. It's gone.
He's gonna chuck an equalizer.
Mate, has to. But moving on from that incident, like, let's talk about some winners and losers. Let's talk about the downside about it, like the downside about the Oscars. This still frustrates me. How did, like, you know, there is one fan base that is so fanatic and these guys will never ever give up, and that's the Zack Snyder fan base. Those guys are relentless, man. Like, good on them. Like, well done for being this persistent and this...
Almost like he's got a little cult following, yeah?
I know, it is more than a cult, man, I swear.
Mm.
Like, how does Army of the Dead win favorite film? Like, I legit thought the Oscars aren't including streaming.
Mm.
Because that's why Spider-Man was not that. That's why none of his Justice League movies were available for nominations, because apparently, according to the Academy, it was all streaming. Like, it can't be streaming services. But that was that. And then the number one most cheerworthy moment was when Flash goes back in time. Who's cheering for that? Please, someone show me. Someone please show me. You know what they should have done? They would have been a much more cheerworthy event. Was let's film a bunch of people watching, like, let's film the entire, like, a whole fan group, let's just film tons of people, doesn't matter who they are, get them to watch each and different individual cheerworthy moments, you know, everyone's all excited. And then it comes to the number one, and it's like, oh my god, which one is it? What is it? What is it? And you see the Flash come up, and the disappointment. The disappointment that had. Oh, that was just goddamn awful, man. That was just terrible. But, let's move on from that. Let's move on to some better, brighter news out of the Oscars. So did you know that Samuel L. Jackson received a Life Award?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah. But they didn't televise it. That happened like...
They didn't?
No, it wasn't televised.
Oh.
Apparently, they just shoved it in the corner.
I remember I saw them referring to him during the Oscars.
Yeah, I know they referred to him, but they never showed him receiving it. They did it during like a commercial break.
Yeah.
That was just weird. Like, I mean, it ran for so long, the Oscars, but like they didn't have a moment to, like, they didn't have 5 minutes to present that guy an award on television.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is happening? But yeah, like, good on him for getting that Life Achievement Award. It deserves it. 100% definitely deserves it. The other moment was the Best Supporting Actor went to a deaf person, which was very, very, very unique and very surprising as well. But I haven't seen that film yet. It's called Coda.
Yeah.
I think it's like Children of Deaf something. I don't know what it means, but it's like Coda. Let me quickly look it up while I've got it. But, Coda. Coda is child of deaf adults, yeah. Okay. So that's what it means. So yeah. Child of deaf adults. So good. Like, it won best did it win best picture? No. Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Interesting.
It won. What did it win? Yeah, Coda won Best Picture.
Okay.
And then, so it won Best Picture. So it's on Apple TV. For those that don't want to go watch it, it's available on Apple TV. So, I am definitely going to check that out, because I have Apple TV for free. When you buy a new Apple product, you get Apple TV for 12 months. I think. Yeah. So I've definitely got Apple TV. So I'm definitely gonna watch that. I'd love to see that. Moving on, there was another award show last night for us, or the night before? Two nights ago. The Grammys happened. This was the musical awards.
Yeah.
So
did you watch the whole thing, or did you just hear bits of it?
I heard bits and pieces of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I didn't. I saw a couple of things. I saw the performance of Justin Bieber. I saw BTS in the audience. BTS saw Lady Gaga. Yeah. Okay. Olivia Rodrigo, you know.
Yeah, speaking of Olivia Rodrigo, she won Best Pop album.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Then, makes sense.
Yeah, and then and she also won Best Newcomer.
Okay.
Artist.
Interesting.
Best Newcomer Artist. So, yeah. Yeah, that was she won. She did well. She beat. Who should be for the new up and comer? She beat Kid Laroi as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was she beat Kid Laroi, Glass Animals. They're quite a good list on there. Yeah, definitely. And then yeah, best pop vocal album.
Yep.
She beat Doja Cat, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, and Justin Bieber.
Wow. That's yeah,
that is an achievement.
If I may say, that's huge. Actually,
that is a huge achievement.
Record
of the year went to Silk Sonic.
Oh yeah, I saw that as well. Open. I saw when they got the award.
Yeah,
well.
Oh, that was amazing. That was fantastic. If you guys haven't seen it, YouTube it. Oh man,
I love how they were trying to look for the exit. Of the stage, and they're just like, where do we go?
Oh, man, definitely.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Apparently at the start of the Grammys, they were all wearing head protective gear.
Who was?
I don't know. This is what my brother told me, but apparently at the start of the Grammys, they were all wearing head protective gear as a meme for how Will Smith hit.
I saw a comedian wear it because he was like, I'm a comedian, so I have to wear this from now on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it must have been like a comedic thing, like for a comedian. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just in case Will Smith shows up.
And then the guy that presented best single of the year, I think it was best single of the year. Best song of the year. He goes, I'm up here. I'm gonna crack some jokes so nobody get up and hit me. And there was so many references to that, so many different references. And then Olivia Rodrigo won Best Solo Performance as well.
Wow.
Well, again, beating Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande.
I think that says a lot for the state of music as well. I feel like if you think about it, like, all of those artists that she beat were just consistently giving us the same thing year and year again, right?
Yeah,
we kept getting the same kind of music. And then Olivia Rodrigo comes back, pretty much bringing back, like, you know, that alternative sound, that rock sound.
That punky, alternative rock.
Yeah. And then for a lot of audience people, that probably was refreshing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the fact that she popularized it as well, so that kind of makes sense why she is passing them, which is it's a really good achievement, especially for someone that's
100%.
That's new on the scene.
And she's young as well. She's only like 19 or 20. She's not that old, so she's got. But then in saying that, she's just got like a whole career in front of her that she can just go further ahead.
Yeah,
you know. 100%. But I do gotta say, sometimes her songs do sound like repetitions, like Driver's License and what's the other one that? What's the other big one she did? Good for You. They all sound the same, sort of. But it's still refreshing.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, but yeah, let's move on to some other news. So there were some good winners, some losers out of the Grammys as well. The other thing, I don't know if you heard about this one, but you know who Ezra Miller is, right? The guy, the Flash, the guy that plays the Flash.
Yeah.
So that guy, talk about loose units, man. That guy is one loose cannon.
What happened?
he got arrested. He got arrested for a night out. He went out on a night out and he went to some bar and there was people singing on the mic. And then he got up there and started yelling and started grabbing mics off people and just being very rude. And so they arrested him and they put him into jail.
Mm.
And then here's the fun part. So the people that bailed him out have a restraining order against him because he literally stole their cards, their social security numbers, stole a bunch of things, randomly rocked up into their bedroom at the middle of the night and was like, "I'm gonna kill you and your wife." Like he said some profanity, but not gonna say it. But yeah, and so. Bro, this guy is just getting looser by the minute. He was already like charged for choking a woman.
Yeah. Like, and so you're telling me DC did not even do these background checks?
Well, this happened before. This happened after he was cast.
Okay.
So
they haven't approached him at all.
Yeah.
They're like, just keep being Flash.
No, you know, well
we're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, this whole new arrest happened, like, while they finished Flash, or while there was reshoots happening.
Yeah.
So, pretty much, DC, like, can't do much about it, can they? I bet you any money DC is, like, just going, "Oh, for God's sake, guys. Can we get someone editing this movie and turn it into some kind of Batman movie? Do we have enough clips of Batman? Can we turn this into a Michael Keating Batman movie? Come on, someone, please, down there."
I feel like at this point, they could just take clips from every single Batman and just make an entirely new movie.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's like Batman Flashpoint. Like, but have Flash really, like, low. But you know what's also weird? What's that? Harry Potter, the Fantastic Beast movie's coming out as well.
He's in that?
Yeah, he's one of the maids. That. But like, this guy,
just embarrassing.
Okay, so in a public statement, Hawaii police said South Hilo officer had responded to reports of this orderly bar patron on Sunday just before midnight. Police alleged that Miller had become agitated while other patrons sang karaoke and began yelling obscenities. Police alleged the actor then grabbed the microphone from a 23-year-old woman singing karaoke and later lunged at a 32-year-old man playing darts at the bar. The bar owner asked Miller to calm down several times to no avail. Miller featured briefly in the Academy, thing. Miller was released on bail on Monday, police said. Miller's representatives have not responded to requests for comment. Miller is set to appear in the next Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore in April. The Flash, which will see their super fast superhero take the leading role. And recently finished production has been delayed by Warner Brothers until 2023. Okay, makes sense.
Mm.
Makes sense.
Mm.
Makes sense why they did that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's another one. This happened straight after he got released. The request for the temporary. Okay. Ezra Miller is facing a temporary restraining order in Hawaii filed by a couple that claims he stormed into their bedroom and threatened them. The request for the temporary restraining order was filed Tuesday, March 29th, just days after Miller was arrested for disorderly conduct and harassment at a bar.
That's embarrassing.
In Hawaii.
That's embarrassing.
To boot the alleged incident that prompted the restraining order, he apparently took the ride after Miller was released on bail following their barroom arrest. According to court documents obtained, take this with a grain of salt, Rolling Stones, the couple claim Miller burst into the bedroom and said, "I will burn you and your S-wife. I will burn you and your S-wife." Miller is also accused of stealing a passport and a wallet that contained a social security card, driver's license, and bank cards. The restraining order notes that Miller is famous and wealthy, this makes access to weapons much easier, as well as sending associates to harass the harass them.
Mm.
Wow. Okay. Like, I mean, this guy's been thrown into the deep end, to be honest, I reckon.
Yeah.
For like, his acting career, I think he's just been... I think he's just been, like, just thrown into deep end. And
he's just letting it get to his head.
Just letting it to his head. And I think he's just... He definitely needs to seek help, for sure. Mm. But, like, that statement there, that was hilarious, man. That was really hilarious. Moving on to some sadder news. Bruce Willis has retired from filming.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you heard of this, man. No, he retired from filming. Yeah.
So wait, he's not going to be in Expendables?
No, because he's been diagnosed with apicia. Apish.
Is that the same thing?
No, no.
Okay, that's different.
No, that's a different thing. What Jada has as alopecia, this is like, it's A-P-H-A-S-C-A, or it's like alphasia, okay. Something like that. Something like that. It's a disease and conjunctive disorder. So the statement came out from the family is that he is retiring and he's spending time with the family and stuff. So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, like, how long did he know about this? Like, did he know for a while? That's why he started doing all these crappy, shitty movies. And he's like, forget it. I want to do everything I can.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, he's... I wish him all a speedy recovery and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh, did you want to add anything else onto the news? Did you have any news that you wanted to bring up?
Nothing that comes to mind right now.
Nothing comes to mind. All right, on with the show. So basically, guys, what we want to do today is just have a quick chat and talk about some new MCU theories that both me and Josh have. And mind you, these are just theories. These may or may not be true. Who knows? We can't predict the future. But if we did predict it, we're totally futurist. We can see into the future.
We're Doctor Strange.
We're Doctor Strange, pretty much. Yeah, so pretty much what we're going to do is just go off, ramble off some theories that we both had. Josh, you had a very interesting Moon Knight theory that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, so spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't watched Moon Knight yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, before we even get into that, like, what did you think of Moon Knight?
I thought it was fantastic. It was what we needed. It was confusing, but well, that's where they're going. But it was worth it. I loved it. It was good. It was into it. There was no fluffing about. It was straight
exactly.
into it.
Exactly. Yeah. Straight into it. Straight and into for it, a first I... episode, even for like a new character that they're introducing as well. Yeah. Like if you compare the first episodes of all the other Disney Plus series that they released up until this point, this one just blew all of them out of the water.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that it's going to be better than Loki in its entirety,
mm-hmm.
but the first episode was just, it just blew all the other first episodes out of the water.
I think you got to take it with that. We will get a backstory, obviously. They will obviously give us one.
Yeah.
But like, Thank God they didn't do one in episode one, because that would have been just...
Oh, yeah, I loved how they did that.
I got a feeling they did that due to the fact that they tried to view it as Steven's perspective. So, like, that's why it was all confusing and stuff. But
so,
in saying that, sorry, Josh, just in saying that, like, the other Marvel, the other Disney TV shows series, the Marvel ones, they all were established characters. So hence, that's why you didn't need that much build up for it.
All good. So, I don't know if they're gonna fully go with this story, but I think it's what it is like. So we've been introduced to Steven, right? He's kind of like the alternate personality of Mark Spector, which is supposedly this mercenary. Now, I have a feeling it's going to go along the comic route. So I'm assuming Mark Spector is actually dead. and what happened is the bird god or whatever you want to call it, like Khonshu, the one that was like speaking to him, basically revived him in Egypt. And I think maybe he's kind of like he kind of lost it at when he got revived. And like I think like if anyone came back to life, they would start going crazy.
Yeah. So would you say it was a deal that went horribly wrong?
Yeah, potentially. And I think what he's doing here with the Steven personality is he's gone so deep into this in creating this new personality because he wants to block this mercenary side of him coming out or whatever, like the Khonshu, the god that's like kind of controlling him to come out. So that's why he's created this Steven personality. But
it's kind of good. Sorry, it's kind of good that he's kind of gone so deep within 2 months. Because in the TV shows, it says, "Where have you been for the last 2 months?"
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's kind of that's kind of some deep cuts. Like, there's something else happening over there, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I don't know if you noticed that little girl that was at the museum. She basically said he was dead.
Oh yeah, she was like, "Does it suck to be dead?"
Yeah.
Does it suck not to be chosen or something?
Yeah, yeah. So she basically, whatever she said, she basically said he was dead.
And he questioned it. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, "What?" So like, I think he doesn't realize that his other personality was dead and just got resurrected. But anyways, like going into the theory, right? So basically, this Moon Knight series is talking a lot about like gods and Egyptian gods and all that kind of stuff. And one movie that we're really waiting for a trailer is Thor: Love and Thunder, and that thing has it's all about like gods and stuff. So like Thor and Odin,
God,
and
pretty much.
So we as far as we're concerned, the villain that's coming in on Thor: Love and Thunder is Gore the God Butcher, and they have basically confirmed that.
Yeah, 100%. Like that's no secret.
It's 100% confirmed. Yeah. And so basically, if you think about the comics, they might not make him a significant character in the MCU, but if you think about the comics, he was quite a significant character in the sense that, you know, they paired him up with like the Venom villain, the god of the Venom creatures. I forgot what he was called. Null.
I don't know if you heard.
So basically he gets the sword of Null, and that's like his ebony blade, right? Is it the ebony blade?
That's Black Knights.
No. Black Knights is the ebony blade. Anyways, he has a black sword.
I don't know what it's called, but
he uses that and goes around and kills all the gods because basically, no one protected his whole like race, right? And I think they might get into that with a bit of like because Thanos went around basically destroying everything, right?
Yeah.
And no one. They'll probably just say, "Oh, no one was there to protect their race."
Are you referencing the Necro Sword?
Yes, that's the one. Necro Sword. So, yeah, I think they're going to go down that same route.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Like, okay, so it is relatively a big story, and we're not sure if they can cover the whole thing in Thor: Love and Thunder. But, however, Christian Bale is confirmed to be Gore the God Butcher, and I think he's only signed for the movie picture. But since they're doing reshoots, we don't know what is happening in those reshoots, and that's probably why they're delaying the trailer. But they can easily link, even if they don't even show it, they can easily link Gore the God Butcher to both Moon Knight, Black Panther, and all these upcoming projects. And what I think is, like, the Avengers are going to think that Gore is the next big thing that's coming. They think that that's going to be, like, you know, the big thing that's coming. But we know, as the viewers, we know that there's also Kang. We know there's potentially also Galactus at some point. Once they start introducing, like, the Fantastic Four. We also know that eventually they'll probably bring back Doctor Doom. So there's all these other villains that they can play around with. But I think their immediate thought, because that's why they created S.W.O.R.D., right? That's why they created S.W.O.R.D., is because they think that the next threat is coming from space.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, if you think about how these next movies are coming out, right? They're all in a specific order, right? There's all, like, okay, so the next movie that's coming out is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
We do not know much about where that's going to go. Nobody but does. It's the movie before Thor.
Yeah, I don't think the actors even know where it's going.
No, and that's why there's all these reshoots going on, because they want to mislead even the actors so that they can't give out clues and stuff.
Well, I doubt they'll do that, because I think Marvel have like snipers on their head like 24/7.
Yeah, so any slip of it, like they're dead. Yeah.
So pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So I doubt. I don't think you'll be seeing that, but yeah. So don't Thor Love and Thunder is the next one.
Yeah, so after Doctor Strange, it's Thor Love and Thunder. Now, you got to also remember, like, this whole MCU right now is going into chaos, and I think they're doing it on purpose.
Don't forget, sorry to cut you off, though, don't forget that Ms. Marvel is going to happen in between as well.
Yeah, which is also going to lead into Secret Invasion.
And the new Marvels movie.
Yeah. But somehow they're going to have to connect all of these together.
Otherwise it'll be so confusing.
Like, and I wonder if it's Kang. But I think in the meantime, they might just do just make you think that it's Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're introducing all these like gods into the MCU. And they need to also probably think about a way how they're going to move forward with Black Panther. And I think there's rumors already going around about like... Okay, so I don't know if we've mentioned this before, but the Panthers have their own god. And if Gore wants, he can just rock up and just annihilate Wakanda, right? And then they could have, like, a little tribute for Chadwick. Like, he sacrificed himself to save his people, something like that. And then Shuri takes over. Like, they can go any way with it, right?
Yeah.
That's why I have this... like feeling that they're not giving us the trailer for Thor Love and Thunder just yet, because something in these upcoming projects are linking to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that there's a rumor that that Mark Ruffalo is going to appear in Moon Knight, and we've seen him in Shang-Chi basically recruiting Shang-Chi to the Avengers. So I feel like Mark Ruffalo is going around recruiting these new people to join the new Avengers team to fight something that they think is coming from space.
Or from a different
place. I'm thinking it's Gore. It might not be. But, yeah, that's the kind of theory that I've got right now.
Yeah. It sounds like basically what... Okay, going off your Moonlight theory, right? With Moonlight, what they're doing is they're obviously introducing this character with multiple personality disorder, yet made a bargain with a fake Egyptian god.
Because
Khonshu is meant to be a fake Egyptian god.
Yeah.
He pretends to be a god, but he's not.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So,
but Ethan Hawke's character is actually serving an Egyptian god, right?
He is sort of like a... Yeah, he's sort of like... Like, there's the god, and then there's the next, the one level down, which is him. So yeah. He's got a direct connection with that person.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking
goddess,
as well.
It's a goddess of death.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking as well. He's going to potentially try and summon Amit, or was it Amit?
Amit, yeah.
Yeah, into the MCU. And then that's going to make Gore want to come down and attack it, thinking that it could be Thor.
That's a possibility as well. Yeah. But
then when he realizes that Thor is out in space, he'll fly back up. And then that's when we see him again later on.
But in saying that, like, let's stick with the Moon Knight theory, and then we'll go on to Gore and all that stuff at the moment. But with Moon Knight, it's basically setting up Batman for the MCU. Moon Knight is Batman for the MCU. But in saying that, like, yeah, they are playing with Egyptian gods and stuff like that. But in those times, I think that the Moon Knight series is just going to focus on that side. I don't think it's going to dive deep into, like, Greek mythology, if you know what I mean. Like,
it's going to be very contained.
So it's going to be contained in that thing. And I think when, like, your theory about Gore showing up in Moon Knight or, like, coming after these gods and stuff like that, obviously named Gore the God Butcher. Mm. But I got a feeling that Gore is going to... He's more focused on the Greek mythology. That's why Russell Crowe's cast as Zeus. That's why Zeus is showing up. That's why there's Odin, like Greek and Norse mythology. They're kind of in that realm and stuff like that. But and so I think Gore's gonna definitely show up, but it's hard, like, only certain things can pull off that introducing a villain in this TV show, because at the moment nothing is leading to, like, I know it's only been one episode, but even in Loki, that one episode already told us that there's something beyond this. Whilst with Moon Knight, it's not showing us that there's something beyond this. It's more...
Yeah, it's very showing contained
us, right It's very now. Contained. It's just showing us... it's just going baby steps with that one. So I was going to message you this yesterday and tell you that the MCU will never introduce a major villain in a TV show. But then I was wrong because Loki, Kang showed up in Loki.
Exactly.
Spoilers for everything, by the way. Sorry about this. But in saying that, like, you know, because Kang showed up in Loki, but that was due to the fact of the whole Loki series was about that timeline, right? This whole Moon Knight series, it's not about the gods. It's not about the gods.
It's about Moon Knight.
It's about Moon Knight himself, and it's about how did he become Moon Knight, and how do you get his powers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh shit! They're summoning something. Oh, what the hell's coming out? What's happening?
Yeah.
We need to stop it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's what's the theory, I reckon, that's happening.
Yeah.
But Gore surviving Thor Love and Thunder and going on to be a major threat in Black Panther as well, like sort of like or probably you know what they could do? They could kill two birds with one stone here. They could literally introduce Gore when he kills the Black Panther god. Like in Thor Love and Thunder, they could introduce him like he's killed the Black Panther god, and they can introduce him that way, like this guy's gone.
Yeah, I was thinking they would do something like that.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird, because if what you're saying is Christian Bale's only contracted to one movie, why would he show up in a movie that's after his movie?
Mm. Yeah, true.
You know, so.
Yeah, that was my thought actually, because I think we mentioned that in a previous podcast, but basically, I'm thinking the start of Thor is going to start just showing Gord going around the whole universe, killing off all these gods.
Gods, yeah.
Like we're going to see Russell Crowe for like 2 seconds in the whole movie. It's just going to be him being completely destroyed by Gore.
Yeah.
And then they're going to cut to him maybe coming down to Earth and destroying the Panther god or whatever, and then showing, like, you know, the Wakandans were fighting for their lives, trying to survive. They managed to defend the city, but their god got killed or something.
Here's the thing. It's going to be really hard, because the only time you could see their god is through the afterlife. So that's a tricky thing that they have to kind of get.
They'll have to figure out something there.
If they start introducing other things into the afterlife, it'll just become more confusing, if you know what I mean. It'll just be like, what is happening? But however, he could mistaken Black Panther as being a god instead of the Black Panther, instead of Baas, who's the Black Panther god.
Mm.
He could mistaken that Black Panther is the god, like how Thor is a god. So he could have.
You're not wrong, because I think because Black Panther has the heart shaped herb, which is basically linked to that god,
to the afterlife,
to the afterlife and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he might actually think that he's taking out their god by taking out Black Panther.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, they could definitely go down that route.
Yeah.
But bringing it back to Moon Knight,
yeah.
I think, so what I'm thinking is, like, episodes 5 and 6, if they are to show Mark Ruffalo, it's probably going to be the last episode.
Most.
And I think he's going to just, like, whatever happens at the end of Moon Knight, let's say he defeats Ethan Hawke's character, and then he realizes, I can't do this by myself, or there's something bigger coming. I don't know what it is yet. So then we show they can do a post-credit scene where he, like, rocks up to either, like, wherever the Avengers are hiding out, which I'm assuming is Doctor Strange's house, because as we saw in Shang-Chi, Mark Ruffalo and Wong were basically best mates at that point.
Yeah, I think the Avengers facility is still up and running.
Okay.
I think it got rebuilt.
They rebuilt one?
In New York, yeah. I think it's still... Oh, no. They're in an old S.H.I.E.L.D. base, I think. Cause
unless they're just operating from S.W.O.R.D. headquarters.
I doubt it. I think Mark Ruffalo's still on Earth.
I think they're in hiding because they don't have a team yet.
I don't think they'll be in hiding. I think they've just split up. I don't think there is an Avengers team at all yet.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I think the Avengers is there, but not living together as a team. I think they're still all individually everywhere. Falcon and Winter Soldier are still like their own. Doctor Strange and...
If anyone's at S.W.O.R.D., it's Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No, it won't be them. It's Carol Danvers will be at S.W.O.R.D. They won't be at
S.W.O.R.D. Oh, yeah, actually. Carol Danvers, yeah.
She'll be at S.W.O.R.D. It won't be Falcon and Winter Soldier because they don't know about these Skrulls and stuff yet. So and another theory that we were discussing, Doctor Strange too, man, like... This recent teaser that they've released, it's like, wait, is Scarlet Witch a villain or is she?
Yeah, they're just like, they threw it back at us now. Yeah. They're just like, the first couple of trailers, we're just like, okay, so Scarlet Witch is the villain.
Yeah.
And then now we've got this new trailer where it's like, okay, so she's teaming up with them as, and then Doctor Strange is like, oh, we need an Avenger. And she's like, oh, there's other Avengers,
Yeah. You know what? I got a feeling. I got a theory.
Mm.
So hear this out. Hear this out. Pretty wacky theory, but on it. But you know when Doctor Strange goes and asks her about the multiverse and stuff like that. Mm. So I've got a feeling that people are saying she's living in an illusion, and so when you see that scene where she's like, when you do something, they call you a hero, but when I...
Yeah, and it's all red, purpose, right?
It's all the red, right? So...
That's the same one as where they're walking together in, the grassy...
Yeah, the grassy area and stuff like that. Okay, so this is my theory. My thing is, I don't think she's living in the illusion. Like, she's pretending she's got all these flowers around her.
Yeah.
I think she does, but then she gets angry. I think Doctor Strange goes...
Yeah, while they're talking,
I think Doctor Strange goes, I want to see it. And she turns into the Scarlet Witch, and then she gets angry, and then which gives off this cosmic thing to show what she's capable of. So that's why it's all red and stuff. I don't think she's like doing what she did back in WandaVision, like casting that hex, having that whole fake reality. I don't think she's doing that.
Mm.
But also in saying that, we do see two different Scarlet Witches in the Doctor Strange trailer. They're saying they're from two different universes or multiverses and stuff like that.
This is what confuses me, right? Yeah. They talk about Scarlet Witch being a Nexus being, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, shouldn't she only be existing in one universe?
Yeah.
So, what are they
unless
doing?
She's a Nexus being in every universe. Like,
so in every universe,
it's the same.
It won't make sense, though.
Yeah, but what if it's the same Scarlet Witch in every universe?
Now, see, the reason why that doesn't make sense is because then every single universe almost every single universe will have to play out exactly the same.
No, I mean, as in, there's not a variant of that person, that Scarlet Witch. It's the same Scarlet Witch.
You're saying strength-wise, physical appearance-wise.
Everything's the same except for the memory and what happens out in their universe.
Okay.
I think she's still the Scarlet Witch.
So if you look at Doctor Strange... You know how there's, variants of Loki that look different, like the alligator one?
Yeah.
There's only just going to be the same Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen, that's it.
Yeah.
The same Scarlet Witch kind of thing. That's what I reckon it is. Or, hear this out.
So wait, so some of them are going to be evil and some of them are going to be good?
No, they're all going to be... they're all going to be the same.
That's the confusing bit.
No, no, they're all going to be like they're all going to go in between both, because if you think about it, like they're trying to do sort of a House of M kind of situation here, and they did it where they're trying to get her to be manipulated so she could ruin the universe, but in saying that, I think there's no evil side to her. There's no good side to her. I think she's just lost, and then in each universe, she's still lost. Like maybe in this other universe, she becomes evil because she's lost her kids.
Yeah,
you know, in the other universe, she's got her kids and stuff. But now, hear this out. It is a bit of a weird one. It is out there. What if this is a different? What if the Scarlet Witch we're seeing, the two of them? What if that's a split personality? What if that's an alter ego of hers? So you have the Scarlet Witch version, and then you have the Wanda Maximoff version. And the evil one is not Scarlet Witch, it's the Wanda Maximoff, because the Scarlet Witch has no relations to the kids. It's Wanda Maximoff that's had the kids, not Scarlet Witch. Hence, we can tie this up with Moon Knight, with the split personality. But in saying that, like, the Moon Knight split personality is completely different to the Scarlet Witch one. But it's sort of similar basis where they're both alter egos can interact with each other. Instead of, like, seeing one in the mirror and stuff like that, they both can interact with each other. It's like basically the Hulk.
Yeah.
How Bruce Banner and the Hulk are connected, and then if one takes over, the other one doesn't know. The other one tries to get back in control, and then when he gets back in control, the other one tries to take over again. So same thing with the Scarlet Witch. It's like you have the Scarlet Witch version, and then you have the Wanda Maximoff version. It's like, which one's gonna go on to which? It's a wild one out there, but But in saying that, I think what's just gonna happen. I think what's gonna happen is that she, like, I, because if you see in the trailer, she does have oil stains all over her, so you can tell she's gone and gone into it. But the thing that I'm really worried about is that I hope they don't take this in the direction where it doesn't, like, the Scarlet Witch story doesn't continue. I want it to continue. I want it to
go on. I think it will. I think she's signed on for a few more movies. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, in saying that, like, the Scarlet Witch persona, like, how maybe Doctor Strange might be able to take away that evil persona. But yeah, she can still do chaos. Like, she's still got
her magic. Still can do chaos magic, yeah.
But she will never turn into the Scarlet Witch. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, it's a bit of a long shot, but I don't know, man. Like,
who knows? We'll see. We'll see what this madness is all about in, like, a month. It's coming out in literally a month.
I'm surprised. You know what? I'm shocked. And I understand why they didn't do it. Normally, because we normally get Marvel movies earlier.
We get it by, like, a day early now.
Yeah, now we get a day. Before, it used to be, like, a week.
A week, yeah.
But I kind of figured out why they used to release movies back in Anzac Day. Because Anzac Day, whenever Anzac Day would fall on a Thursday or a Friday... That's when they'll release it here in Australia, because the reason why, it just brings in more people.
Yeah,
for sure. But if they release it on Anzac Day, which this year, which is a Monday for us, so so Anzac Day is like a public holiday where the whole state gets a day off and kind of and all that. If we get if they release it on the Monday, like that a whole week, I doubt anyone will go watch it. Like I know people will line up and watch it, but you won't get packed cinemas like you would over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But then like that will happen, and then everyone will be flooding it on the weekends.
Yeah, flooding it on the weekends. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to bring it up back to your, the God Butcher theory and stuff like that. Like obviously he goes after the gods because his prayers weren't answered and stuff happens to his race and family and stuff. In this, the way that they're trying to play this one, the way that they're trying to play this one out is basically that Thor and Odin were the protectors, like one of the nine realms.
Yeah, like in the comics.
Yeah, pretty much. Like what was one of the protectors, and then that something happens to their race and stuff, and they're not there to protect them.
That's right. That's why he basically is after Thor more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Thor's taken, like, it makes sense now because Thor's the one that's taken over initially as a god.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I really do hope that if they are, because it's kind of a weird way that they've trying to intertwine this, because they're doing Lady Thor at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're doing Lady Thor at the same time as well as.
It's really hard to see how they're gonna like link this all up actually, because if you think about it, right. We actually we don't have any context as to when Moon Knight is happening, right?
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. Are we to believe? Okay. Are we just going to assume that Moon Knight is happening at the same time as Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's all happening in like London, right?
Well, yeah, so-called London. Yeah. London and Egypt. Yeah, both those places.
Whereas Doctor Strange is more around America, New York, Nepal.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, Moon Knight, I don't know when that could be set. That could be before or after.
Yeah. It's got to be after No Way Home.
If Hulk is in this,
but I think the past scenes, you know, when he's in Egypt, I think that's in the past.
That happens like the 2 months.
Someone pointed this out. Apparently they did a zoom in on, you know, that there's a trailer scene for Moon Knight that shows his passport.
Yeah.
Someone basically saw the date on the passport and calculated the year, right?
Yeah.
And they figured out that he wasn't snapped by Thanos because of the year he got his passport.
Hold on. I'll double check that one. I was just watching it the other day.
Yeah.
So where are we up to? 1 hour. We're up to 1 hour, so I'm just going to put a red flag here.
Yeah. So let's see if I can find that scene for you.
It's a promo scene, isn't it?
Mm. I think it might be the second trailer, if I'm not mistaken.
It's not that clear.
Oh, do you have it on you?
Yeah, I can't see it.
Can you screen share that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Is it on 4K?
No, this trailer's not 4K, but...
Oh, you're on Screen Culture, that's why. Do you have one that's Marvel Studios?
Give me a second.
Marvel Studios. Scroll down. Try the official trailer.
I'm just skipping over like this. So
do you remember where it was shown?
This is just a trailer. Because yeah. The other one was the season 2 preview, episode 2 preview.
Oh, I think it's one of the, hang on, I think I can find it. Marvel Entertainment. Might be the Big Game TV spot. I really want to find it now.
Yeah, me too.
Videos. Oh, I think it's like it's one of the mini clips where he's talking to himself. Choice, this one.
Is it
Choice? Yeah, okay, I found it.
What's it called? Choice?
Choice. Looks like he got his passport on December 2018.
It's... Is yours showing 4K?
Mine is... Just play it out a bit and you should see it. My screen is 4K. So it says 14 December 2018.
14 December 2018, 14 December 2028 expiry.
Yeah, is when it expires.
They're in... what are they in? They're in 25 at the moment.
Yeah.
So he wasn't snapped. It doesn't really matter. He could have been snapped.
No.
Because the snap happened in 2020.
No. It was before that.
No, 2020. The snap happened in 2020.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Thanos snap year. 2018. In 2018. So what are we up to? Are we up to 2023? Or we're up to 2020?
We're up to like 2025 now.
We're up to 2024.
I think. Yeah.
We're up to 4, not 5. 4.
Yeah, so he just got this passport during the snap.
Nah, he got it. So he wasn't snapped.
He wasn't snapped. So he had 5 whole years where he could have potentially grown this character as Moon Knight.
No, he became Moon Knight...
Before.
No, he became Moon Knight in the 2 months. He's only been Moon Knight for 2 months.
Oh, right.
Remember? Because it says, where have you been for the last 2 months? So he's only been Moon Knight for 2 months.
No. He could have been Moon Knight for ages.
No.
But he's been Steven for the last 2 months.
No. He's been Moon Knight only for the last 2 years. Because
do you understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know what you mean. I know he would have been, but he wouldn't have.
Oh, actually, he, So he would have been a mercenary for the longest time.
He would have been a mercenary.
Mercenary, yeah.
And then...
When he died in Egypt, he would have been turned into Moon Knight through Khonshu.
Khonshu. That's when that happened.
And then he's been Steven for the last 2 months.
2 months. No, he's been Steven and Moon Knight for the last 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. Switching between the two personalities. But he doesn't know it yet.
No, yeah. So...
Yeah.
So he was a mercenary all throughout... through that, the blip as well.
Yeah.
He only became Moon Knight 2 months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So pretty much... So that's much,
interesting, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
That is very interesting. I do want to wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much more we could say about this. Yeah, but we're thinking of doing this as like a reoccurring thing every now and then. When some new Marvel things drop, well, then we can like update our theories.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll leave it for there for today. Josh, man, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, mate. You know that song Scar by Missy Higgins?
Oh, who doesn't?
That is a straight up banger, man.
Mate, what a banger.
Yeah, I've been listening to that like a lot because I hang out with music people. So every now and then we'll be like, "Oh, let's cover a song. Let's jam a song."
Nice.
And the one that came to mind, Scar, Missy Higgins, and that is such a fun song to play. That so I've been playing, some good songs. I've been playing games. I've been continuing Pokemon Arceus Legends. Yeah,
yeah.
That one. Getting quite far in it now. I found Have you caught the Turtwig?
I haven't played it for God knows how long.
Okay. Well, I'm up to the point where now I have a surfing Pokemon, so I'm basically going across the water. It's actually really fun.
That is so cool.
So, yeah, I've been doing that. What else have I been doing? I have been just working on the server. We've almost hit 100 people on the Discord server.
Yeah, nice.
Not including bots, so that's good. And on Discord, we're almost at 100 as well. So, not Discord. Twitch.
Yeah.
We're almost at 100 as well. So, yeah, it's like it's all pretty... Yeah, it's all happening. It's all happening. And oh, we forgot to mention Morbius today as well.
Let's not.
Let's not. yeah.
Let's not go down that route.
I don't know if I told you, but I've booked all my tickets already for my holiday.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Matt. When are you going?
So heading off on the 13th of June, which is one day after my birthday.
Oh hell yeah, bro! How long are you going for?
We're going until the 2nd of July, so it's...
Not a bad holiday.
About three and a bit weeks, yeah.
So you're doing Canada and US, right?
Yeah, we've dropped... we were going to have New York at the end, but then we've dropped that now, so it's just LA and Canada, but still fairly decent.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Good on you, bro. Yeah, in saying that, I'm going to Dubai in July.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going for a wedding. July. Okay. So
wait, is that like a family thing or?
Yeah, family friend wedding. Yeah.
So they're living up there or they just decided, let's just have a wedding in Dubai.
The couple lives in England. But they're moving back to Sydney, so they decided like halfway point Dubai is.
Okay.
Look, I'm not complaining.
Because
they're providing us with accommodation, so which is good. So
must be. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're happy with that. But so we're gonna go in July. We're flying. We're flying early July, and then coming back late July. We're only going for 2 weeks, so we're doing 1 week in Dubai. And then 1 week in Singapore or Vietnam.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking at just packages at the moment. So we're only looking at, we're going to look at the flights, which one's better, good to go to.
Mm.
But yeah, that's what we're planning to do.
Yeah, cool. So cool, man.
Going on the holiday. And then Easter's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be off for a whole month as well. So got a holiday planned there as well.
Work?
Off work, yeah. So I'm off from the 14th.
So how are you getting that month off? Is it like a annual leave or
annual leave? Because I put in that annual leave back in January.
Right, and so the wedding isn't included in that annual leave, or is
no, the wedding is in July.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do annual leave there as well, but I've got about 60 days of annual leave.
Yeah, because I'm assuming you didn't really take any holidays like this whole pandemic, right?
No.
Yeah.
We've been working. I've been working throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. No, so, you deserve a holiday, mate.
I've got 60 days of annual leave. So, and you know what's a fun thing? I'm only using 10 days of my annual leave to get a whole month off.
Right. Public holidays. Because of the holidays. Yeah.
And weekends.
Yep.
So 10 days to take pretty much.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in July, I'm taking another 10 days.
Yeah.
So I'm only using up 20 days of annual leave, which will leave me with 40 still. Oh, but wow, I would accumulate more by the time July comes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, super keen for the holidays and stuff like that. I finished watching Formula One F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god! I was never into Formula One cars, but
until now,
I'm a fanatic. Now I am so interested in it.
Right,
like I literally woke up to watch the race in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So I literally woke up at like I normally do wake up at 4 o'clock. Yeah. But I woke up a little bit earlier so I could get it on, watch it, have my shower and stuff like that, and I had to see the race. So
right.
I started looking at tickets to go to Melbourne, but then I was like, I can't because this weekend is the Melbourne race.
Yeah.
I've got a wedding this weekend, so I was like, damn it, I wish I could go, but I'll be doing a review on that. So that'll be coming out next week. And then I also watched The Bubble on Netflix, bro. You have to watch it. It is so funny. It's a movie about making a movie in the bubble, in the pandemic bubble.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah.
So on topic, and it is fantastic.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Like, just remind me in messages. I might actually consider checking that out.
That one is very good. It is very, you don't have to have you can switch off and watch it and you'll get some good jokes out of it. There is some good moments. Nice. And it's funny because it is literally what is happening. Like, it's literally when you watch it. I'll do a review on this one as well. But when you watch it, you're like, yeah, this is too close to comfort for me. This is like literally.
But like it's kind of disturbing in a way.
Yeah. Not disturbing. It's more like if you had a rough pandemic. Like a rough isolation period, then it might trigger you.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, then by all means enjoy the movie. Mm. So we'll leave it for that. Josh, where can they find
you? Before I was mention a couple more. I also finished off season 2 of Space Force, which was amazing. Nice. So good. And I think I finished
we'll talk about that.
The last season of Disenchantment as well. So,
nice. Yeah,
been watching a lot. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, got free time. Josh Barry, where can they catch you?
You can catch me at Squishy Joshy, basically on every social media except for Instagram. It's Squishy_Joshy. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll have the links down below, and you can find me on Insta at SegaSing23. We've been The Map. Thank you so much. See ya.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.